Hey, Donna.
Hi, Esther. Sorry, I was trying to pick up, but
It's okay.
I missed you. So, are you calling me for a reason? And I was going to call you about follow-up on those three patients.
Yeah, that's literally why I'm calling you. I was like, you know what,
okay.
Let me see if you have an update so I can call them before I leave the office.
Yeah, so I did. So I do have an update. And we can't use home aides because they're in a union.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we don't have an aide. And then I know you already tried. Oh, did you try Bridget too?
Was I did.
Bridget interested? Okay, and she said no.
That's
too.
How I.
Okay.
When Thomas Hayward said to me something, I'm thinking, I spoke to Bridget, and I actually recalled Bridget telling me I'm off today. So I spoke to Bridget. So no, not Bridget, not Trisha, and Darcy. I asked all three
okay.
of them.
So then I was talking to Andrea McDonald, who. Has worked there longer than me, and I was telling her, and she said that, like, I was thinking, well, do you know of any ideas, because I want to call the patient, or we want to call the patients. So the two girls that are on maternity leave, we followed up with that, with HR, and one's not due back until 4/26 and 5/1, that's the doctor's notes, Because I was like, oh, maybe if they're coming back, we could offer.
They
want to
be out that long? Like they requested this time?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe you want to reach out to those two girls.
Yeah.
Because they're independent. Reach out and see.
I can do that, yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking that before we called, I mean, we could still call the patient, but then we could say, oh, we have some aides coming back on these dates. If you're interested, if not, then we'll have to, call V&A options and see if they want to make a referral somewhere. You know what I mean? But so we don't lose them.
Right. Meaning I can, if they're able to hold off, I mean, I should be, I have candidates that already applied, meaning we're still collecting their stuff. But
are
like,
they
certified?
Are they certified?
Yeah.
They're
so,
HHAs. Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you. For Rome, hold on. Rome is in Oneida County.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, it's freezing rain here.
Yeah, here it's so nasty also.
Is it?
Okay, so specifically in Oneida, I have two are from Rome. I have Rome, Lee Center, Tabor, Utica, and Whitesboro. I have a nice amount of candidates here that are they're PCAs. PCAs.
So they don't need any training.
Correct. So we're just doing the regular onboarding. So I have them complete an application, IDs. Obviously, we'll have to do their background check, their registry, all the regular stuff.
You could just call and be like, hey.
I did tell John. I said I'm recruiting other people now. I told John. I said hopefully sometime next week. I mean, in the perfect world, that could happen next week, but I don't know. Okay, so Bianca's on maternity leave, and who else was the other one?
Bianca and Arlene. What's her name? Arlene Halston. If you go all and put. So, I noticed they don't show up in Eagle, but they show up in Independent.
Because I didn't put them into Eagle, because I was like, I don't know what happens when they decide to come back. Arlene, you said?
So when they come back, they are.
Arlene Rutgers?
Yep, she's on maternity leave. And
Bianca. Lot of times they decide to come back soon. You know that PFL pays them very little.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so Bianca's the other one.
Yeah. Okay, Arlene has been out since November, and Bianca.
Bianca just went out in
January. So Arlene might be back sooner, but they're.
I don't know, but that was a thought, like if we touch base, and then. This is a far,
this is a far-fetched one, but Andrea mentioned that they've put the aide up in a motel in Utica to get them to cover Rome cases when they were looking for aides. But
oh, really?
Again, yeah, so I don't know if that's...
Okay, Arlene would be like a half-hour drive to Rome. That's typically fine, then, right?
Yeah, half an hour is not bad at all. Yeah.
Okay. Let me contact her.
And then the question, just so you know, I was on the PTO question.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there, but I had a question, and I didn't get Helen before she left for the day. When this all this transition was happening, did they give you did HR or somebody who gave you a list of everyone's time off?
I didn't receive that. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it wasn't like this is who's being out and this is the process. I didn't have that conversation.
Okay.
The only thing I was aware is that these two are out for maternity leave. And it's okay. We
so
can
then,
implement the process. It's not an issue. I was curious for anything in the past because,
well,
you know, it's possible that Thomas doesn't recall and he doesn't remember. You know, like, that's fine. I'll call him and explain to him because I see she's scheduled to be out again, I believe, on Friday. Hold on.
Yeah, but we should, well, no, I don't think she ever works Fridays. I think she only works Fridays if we ask her and she has availability.
Got it. Okay.
But you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to be in the office with Helen. I'm going to go through and find out what the process was, for, you know, that. And then I'll call you and I'll say, can you give us because they used ADP, so it should still be in there. I could probably kind of report and at least send it to you for the future. And I'm sorry you didn't get that, but. Okay, so I'll do that tomorrow.
I mean, generally, when anyone requests time off and is put into the system, we should we contact the patient and let them know, hey, it's going to be on this day. Do you want coverage?
No, I totally agree. No, I'm 100%, and I feel bad about that. Yeah, I agree 100%. But, okay, well, I'll figure that one out tomorrow. Obviously, I can't today, but...
And he, like, asked, is she coming tomorrow? Is she coming tomorrow? Hold on. I'm confused.
Now, tomorrow's Thursday, right?
When did okay, sorry. No, my bad. He called me yesterday. So she missed visit. She didn't show up yesterday. I see what's going on. I see they put her in as, there's a missed visit put in for Friday in the calendar, although there was a PTO entered for the 17th.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to look into that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm in the office early, so I'll make that the first thing I do in the office. And,
okay, fine.
Because Bridget, Jose is Monday through Friday. Church is Monday through Friday. Trisha's an interesting person. I'm having a little difficulty with her.
She sounds to me very, like, either defensive or, like, maybe a little difficult.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The few times I spoke to her, I'd be like, whoa, we didn't have no beef. Like, I'm just asking you a question. I'm trying to figure something out.
Right. Yeah, she's, today I met with them and tried to remind them, like, if someone goes in the hospital, you know, you got to let me and Esther know because, you know, if you don't let me know, which I really need to know clinically.
Right, yeah.
I can always let you know. And she bypassed the whole process. And so I got back from the bathroom or something. And I'm like, she's in the office trying to get work. And I'm like, you know, I said, well, we have those Rome cases. Because she wants...
She was like, oh, no, absolutely not. When I said to her, listen, I have open cases for you. I said, they're probably far. I just want to... I said, I know your schedule is full. I said, but would you drive? Because I figured maybe she would work for her. James was at early 7 to 8 a.m. and she only starts 8:30. Her other one, I figured we could push everyone up by half hour. She's like, oh, no, absolutely not. I'm not driving so far. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So,
I get it. It's a lot to drive an hour and 50 minutes. And also, you know, these are short shifts. But if she was open during the day, I would say, you know what, drive over there for the day. You'll see 3 clients per day.
Yeah. So I'd probably, on these 3 patients, just let them know, like, I mean, I know you, I'm not telling you what to do because I know you know what to do, but, like, I would probably just say that, you know, we're going to try, but if any of them want to, you know, if anyone wants to be discharged and have them, like, that's what we should do only because, you know, but if they can hold out, I mean, maybe, like you said, that one maternity leave, she might be interested in coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to give her a call, Arlene, because she's been out since November. The general, usually people take is 3 months PFL, which should be sometime around now. And also people tend to come back sooner.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because you don't get paid time anymore like you used to. But, okay. Well, that sounds like a plan. And
yeah, I'm going to call her. Let me see if she's willing to come back. If she is, I'll put her into my HHA, but I can schedule her from your end, and then I'll let the clients know. I mean, I'll keep you posted, okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Either way,
okay.
I hope I'll try on every end to, you know, to speed up the process that maybe I could hire one of these people to actually start next week sometime, maybe by the end of the week.
Yeah, because all three of those people are in Rome.
Like,
it would, you know, and I feel like there's a lot of open cases. Like, I know the campus thing.
I had a couple of applicants from Rome, but they're not certified. So I took their information down so that we can maybe put them in the class at some point.
Okay. Oh, yes, I did follow up on that, too. And the next class is March 9th. But I've got to double check with Andrea LaQuay. And, like, did you guys get the, or maybe you want to check with Avi, did he get the rates and stuff?
For the class?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of. What do you guys do? You charge the candidates that come in for the class? How does that go? Or, like, is it, was this discussed that it's billed to us? I think that's what you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
I might be tripping. But, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, Andrea LaQuay was working on that. I'm not sure where she's at, so I'll have to ask her about that. But the next class that they have is March 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask tomorrow, could we get, if you had some people ready, could we, if there was anyone,
For sure I'm going to have people that could join that class, because by then I'll already have all the other stuff in, and just like we would just be waiting for the class. But the class is a 2-week thing, right?
Yeah, because I think they do HHA.
Yeah, HHA takes a while. Are you actually going to be working on collaborating an ACD class?
An ACD class?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That is the other part of my job, yes. And but I have to have a PCA program, and we don't have a PCA program right now, so I'm in the... I'm in the process of, I got an application. I'm working with the state on that right now.
Got it. Donna, give me 1 second. I just want to switch out the phones. 1 second.
All right.
Hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, so soon, you know, we just have to, all we had to do is renew it because the, I guess we had it in the past and it expired, so it's not like a whole new thing.
Not a whole shoe, we'd be able to do it like hopefully in a little, you know, like next little,
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of in the state thing, you know how it is, you have to
live
in the state. So that's where it is right now.
Okay. Look, if you
okay.
Once you get that ACD class up, I'm just saying, in a perfect world, it would be a breeze to be able to hire new candidates, because it's not such a long process. You know, if someone's eager to start working and they get their medicals done and their paperwork and their IDs in, you know, they just attend the class. You know, you're not going to, A, wait for the next class and then wait for the 2 weeks for them to complete the training. So,
right.
That's what we were doing
right.
with our other licks we have upstate, like in Ulster County, all the way that way. We run these ACD classes, and it's amazing. You know, like from when we get a candidate on board until they're actually hired is super quick, knowing that we have that.
Yeah.
And also what we usually would do is we would collaborate and bring down a provider from one of these occupational medicine places, and have them, they would do the exams right there on site, and also collect urine for the drug screening and take blood for the MMRs.
Oh, kind of like one of the, the mobile, right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't
bring
mobile.
A mobile, but we would bring a provider, we would set her up in a separate room, she would see each caregiver separately and take their urine and draw their blood also.
Yeah, so I'm working on that, yes, and like I said, I've got the application in, because you can't do an AC, you have to have a PCA program in case they don't pass the test.
Sorry,
Lucy,
for a second, was that?
So you can't do the ACD training without a PCA program, because if they don't pass the test, then you have to put them through the PCA program.
Oh, okay. But like, if someone does when someone attends the ACD class and they are certified, are they not considered a PCA? I thought they're considered a PCA.
That if they pass the test and they do the competencies, but if you get someone in and they don't pass, you have to put them in a PCA program. So we have to have a backup in case. Yep.
Okay.
That's the regulation. So. That's the regulatory part with me.
Honestly, all those places that actually run these ACD classes, they make sure everyone passes. You know what I mean, right?
Well, yeah, it's a good, it's something I hadn't heard of it, and it's not something I've seen up here, but I looked into it, and it's like
a
great
thing. Yeah, they actually run all of this here. In the city, they have it all over. Even like where I'm at, in Rockland County, they run it also.
Yeah, I see it.
Well, I mean, because, you know, it's not as much red tape as the other programs.
Right.
It's quick.
I mean, I know it's officially supposed to be, what, like 40 hours? But they do it in one day, as far as that. Like, wherever I've seen them run it, it's a one-day thing, like a couple of hours or like an eight-hour thing for the day.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, so we're working on that right now. Okay, well, you have a good evening.
All right.
And,
we'll be in touch tomorrow. I'm out today, so I'll speak with him tomorrow and just give him a little bit of an update. And I'm going to call Arlene now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Have a good night. Okay.
You too. Bye.